South Africa woke up this morning to the news that 19 young people, mostly young men, were shot and killed last night. This is shocking, and yet it is not new. Every single day, we wake up to the news that 23 people are shot and killed every single day in this country. We have a gun violence epidemic in South Africa. And yet we can prevent this. We have done it before. Other countries have done it. And we know the most effective way to reduce the risk for gun death is to reduce gun availability. Right now we have guns flooding into the legal market and then they move into the illegal market. We have to stop the movement of guns into our society. And the best way to do that is to reduce availability, to restrict access to the types of guns you can have, to the amount of ammunition you can have. We know that the majority of guns that move from the legal market into the illegal market are from the hands of civilians, from the private security industry, and through fraud and corruption in the police, in the Central Firearms Registry. And this needs to change. Right now, we have a Firearms Control Amendment Act bill on the table. And government is dragging its heels. It's had a series of consultations over the last 6 months with key stakeholders, which included Gun-Free South Africa. It now needs to bring, Minister Tele needs to bring that bill to Parliament. We need to move swiftly, we need to move boldly, because we know that most of this bill is aimed at reducing gun availability, and in particular at reducing access to handguns. This will help reduce gun deaths in South Africa.